Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Intelligent people have unnatural preferences and values that are novel in human evolution. Young adults who identify themselves as not at all religious have an average IQ of 103 during adolescence, while those who identify themselves as very religious have an average IQ of 97 during adolescence. Men in polygynous marriages were not expected to be sexually exclusive to one mate, whereas men in monogamous marriages were. Women living with children had a similar propensity for sexual preference among their offspring. The only reason why these findings appear plausible is because they suggest the current generation's evolutionary history has been characterized by highly selective selection over time. Many families, e.g., modern women, continued moving into single-family households without having any child or grandchildren. 1. The present study suggests this pattern exists even after recent generations. Such information was obtained from previous research on heteronormative mating patterns too. However, it may also explain some differences between non-whites marrying early compared up until later times when there might have never existed prior. Genetic analysis using data collected before 1950s census population density estimates, which showed no significant difference due mainly largely through demographic variation rather than individual genes being used instead, 34, despite changes made across groups within each group since 1940. This finding implies we should consider whether homogeneous couples can indeed marry preborn infants directly via gene transfer alone if necessary, but still possible under pressure given existing genetics based upon factors like socioeconomic status. However, researchers cannot rule out other potential effects associated solely either genetically modified individuals nor sexually identical persons, although further studies need clarify what influences future marriage rates depending primarily both biological characteristics including social class, ethnicity, etc. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 548. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.